Hello, Vic speaking.
Hey Vic, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hi Amy, thank you for calling back. How are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Thank you, I'm fine. I gave the zip code, proper zip code, 20 zip codes to Ivan today.
Okay.
To talk to you and, yeah. And Amy, I'm in need of your help. It's cold outside here, so it's not the AC season. I hope everything will be good on for AC, but I'm still not receiving the calls for appliances. I need to do some jobs to work. It's almost from Friday on, so it's 4 or 5 days I'm sitting at home.
Okay. So every time we make a change to the account, it has to have the time to take hold. So you just gave us these zip codes like 30 minutes ago. We have to go in and apply those changes. Every time you change a keyword or you want to update keywords, like adding in the appliance repair and things like that, it has to take hold. We have to build the ad in order to match that. It's not done within 30 minutes. It takes a little bit of time for it to happen, but we are working on it as quickly as possible. We get it to you right away as soon as we can.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes. So yesterday I asked you to run the appliance and HVAC simultaneously until the air conditioning season getting busy.
Right.
So can we do that?
Get it?
So
yes. Yes. The changes for that have definitely been made. Yes.
Yeah, and
everything is AC and appliance repair related. All the stuff for heater has been taken off.
Yeah, got it. I also prepared some keywords and the list of the appliances.
Okay.
So I want to add
okay, you
want
to give those to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready.
So it's refrigerator repair.
Okay.
Freezer repair.
Okay.
Ice maker repair.
All right.
Wine cooler repair.
Okay.
Oven repair.
Okay.
Range repair.
Stove range?
Range. RANGE. Range.
Right. But you're talking about the stove, correct?
Yes, and stove is separate. So stove and cooktop repair.
Right.
And microwave repair.
Okay.
And after that, so I have the water heater repair. So, and I have the brand names if you need.
Okay, give me just a second. All right.
So brand name is GE. GE profile.
Okay.
GE cafe.
Cafe? CAFE?
Yes, cafe.
Okay.
Yes. AFE. And just 1 second, I will tell you. And KitchenAid? Yes.
Okay.
Frigidaire. Kenmore.
Okay. Kenmore?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, Kenmore. Samsung.
Samsung?
Yes.
Got it.
LG.
Mm-hmm.
Whirlpool.
Okay.
Maytag.
Okay.
Wolf. W-O-L-F.
Wolf? Okay. I've heard of that one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero?
Yes.
Okay.
Bosch. B-O-S-C-H.
Got it.
Thermador.
Thermador?
Yes. Jenner.
Jenner?
Yes, Jenner.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I also have some the keywords for the appliances.
For what?
For appliance keywords. Do you need the keywords for appliances?
Okay, if there's certain keywords that you want, sure. Give me just a second because I'm putting a repair. I have to put repairs after all of these. Now, you literally just gave a whole list of keywords that you wanted for AC like an hour ago. So you want these and those, correct?
No, I don't want to end them. I want to run them simultaneously.
That's what I'm asking. You want them both running, right?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay. So give me just a second, because every time that there's a change made, we have to go in and we have to make that change. That's why it's taking so long to see the results, is because you've made changes like a few days in a row. So we don't, there's no time for anything to actually take hold and the calls to start coming in, because you're making changes like daily. Okay.
Yeah,
so we want to make all the changes at once. That way we can get you the type of results that you're looking for. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the next set of keywords.
So these are the separate than the HVAC.
Nothing is separate. It's all going to be ran together. So appliance repair and then HVAC. So all of the individual keywords are going to go specific to those respective areas. Okay.
Okay, that's good. The most important, I need to receive calls for appliance and HVAC. So
right.
Because it was stopped. Yeah, it was very good last week, but then it was stopped on Friday or Thursday last week.
Right.
So that's why I want you to build it. Yeah. So, and I also want you to add the GE monogram to the brand. GE monogram built in.
Built in. Okay, got it?
Yes.
What else?
So, refrigerator, not cooling.
I'm sorry, what is it?
These are the keywords. I prepared 15 keywords.
Okay.
Yeah.
Refrigerator what?
Not cooling.
Not cooling. Okay. Got it?
Refrigerator leak. Yeah. Second, refrigerator leaking water.
Okay.
Third, refrigerator not dispensing ice.
Okay.
The refrigerator not dispensing water.
Okay.
Refrigerator not defrosting.
Okay.
Refrigerator frosted.
All right.
Refrigerator fan making noise.
Okay.
Refrigerator condenser making noise. Refrigerator evaporator pan making noise.
All right.
Refrigerator warm temperature.
Okay.
Ice accumulating in the refrigerator or freezer.
Okay.
Control board not display. Not display.
All right.
Compressor does not run. Not running. Control board thing error code. Refrigerator
okay.
Control
I'm gonna
board.
Say I'm gonna say something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that you need like anytime somebody puts in compressor, refrigerator compressor, it's going to pull all of those keywords. Like if it's not working, if it's making noise, if it's having trouble working, it's going to pull all of those. So the more keywords you add isn't necessarily the better. The more phrases you're adding isn't necessarily better. What that is going to do is eat up your marketing dollars for the Google ads. So my suggestion My suggestion is to keep, like, anything that's doing with refrigerator repair, all of those sub keywords and subcategories that you have going, those are going to go into the refrigerator repair.
Got it.
Okay.
And freezer door gaskets replacement, freezer door broken. Yeah, I have three more. So you can edit it at the end.
It's fine. I'll put them in. I'm just letting you know what my suggestion is. I'm going to put them all in. So it's fine. We can run it this way. Absolutely. But you said last week it was working good, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then you made a whole bunch of changes. And then that's what we're doing. We keep making changes to it. So every change that you make to it, every time that there's a change made, it needs time to come back up and to take hold again. So I just want you to be aware of that. The more changes we make isn't necessarily the better. Okay.
Of course. So we do it one time. So I never did it before. I never sent it to you. Over.
Right. So you didn't send it to us before, but you said that what we had chosen was working. So, because you said the phone was ringing yesterday. So that's what I'm getting at. Like if the phone was ringing with what we were already doing, I don't know why we would change it so much. You know, I understand you want to include appliance repair and you want to take away the heater. That completely makes sense. But this is like another 50 or 60 keywords you're adding, which you absolutely can. I just don't know that it's the best plan. That's why I'm just letting you know that. The technician may come back and say, hey, this isn't a really good idea to add all of this, only because what you were doing was already working. So I'm going to submit it all to them and see what they say. But you trust us with the marketing, then you have to let us kind of do get it for you the way that you want. So I know that the appliance repair has completely different set of keywords and things that you're offering, and the particular brands are of supreme importance, which I'm really glad to have those for you. But appliance repair is one of the categories that we do very, very well with, along with HVAC. Okay?
Okay, yes.
I know you said you have three more keywords, so what are phrases? What are they?
So the refrigerator door gasket replacement.
Uh-huh.
Refrigerator freezer door broken. Refrigerator freezer knob.
What's the last one?
That's the last one, refrigerator. And you can use some for the oven, stove, or so for another appliances, if you can, some common keywords.
But what was the last phrase you said? I didn't catch it.
Refrigerator, freezer, no power.
No power. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, this is how the customers usually do the search. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're looking for specific things, yes.
Yes, please increase the both of them, ESA and HVAC, and we'll talk on Monday. You can with you about the budget, so we go from there.
Right. Okay. So, I look forward to talking with you then. And if you need anything else, you can call me. Absolutely.
Yeah, and for the website, I have one more request. So I need something like barcode or something to give my customers for 5-star review to send them the link. And
you need what? What is it you need?
I need the logo.
Uh-huh.
I need the good. I'm also working on it, but I can send it to you. So I've seen a bunch of them on the internet, so I designed one. I will send it to you to place it on my website and Tumblr, logo and video.
Okay, I can have the technician give you a call.
Yes.
I can have the technician give you a call to go over website changes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, please. Yeah, increase the efficiency with the raise the phone calls. I need to do this to make some money until the cooling season starts.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and get these over to the technician, and then I will have the I'll have somebody from the My Site give you a call. That way they can review the changes that you need on the website, okay?
That's good. So, and one more question. So I also returned it on, but I haven't started the advertising on Yelp. So I have the Yelp. It will be, I want you guys do everything. Local Splash, do everything. So can you handle the
We can't do anything you have going with Yelp. As far as leads go, you deal directly with Yelp on that. We don't do Yelp leads.
Got it. So I just wanted to,
Sure. If we could, I definitely would, but we don't have the ability to do that.
Yeah. What's your expectation, Amy? So I need to keep these two technicians in hand. So I don't want them to leave because, I will be able to keep them busy this season. How do you think? Because we don't have the Google guarantee, everything depends on you guys.
Right.
We're trying to do as
quickly as we can and get everything moving forward. Obviously, the increased budget is going to help things. When we can increase the budget, we can do more with it. So as soon as you're able to increase the budget, that's going to be very, very helpful as well.
Yeah. I said you talked 500 to 1,000. So I agree. 1,000. How many calls can I get for HVAC?
Right. Are you asking me how many calls can you get for HVAC?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have that I don't have an ability to have that number in front of me. Once we can get the ads up and running, after all the changes have been made, then we're able to give you some type of estimation. But at this moment, I don't have that directly.
That's okay. So if you can tell me information about that on Monday when we talk, that's what we're doing.
Well, I won't have that information until we can run the ads with the changes that have been made. But you have access through the client dashboard to see the clicks and the calls and everything.
That's good. Go ahead and do everything properly for appliance and HVAC. And I will talk to you on Monday to increase the budget.
Okay. I look forward to it then. Thank you, Vic.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. Thank you
My
so
pleasure.
Very much, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.